A Prayer to Help You Discover Your Gifts and Abilities by Dr. Neil Anderson. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another. 1 Peter 4:10. For the Christian, true fulfillment in life can be summarized by the popular bumper sticker slogan, "Bloom where you're planted." Peter said it this way, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another." 1 Peter 4:10. Your greatest fulfillment in life will come when you discover your unique gifts and abilities and use them to edify others and glorify the Lord. God allowed me to understand this vital principle before entering the ministry while I was still employed as an aerospace engineer. I knew God wanted me to be an ambassador for Him where I worked, so I started a breakfast Bible study in the bowling alley next door. My announcement about the Bible study had only been posted in our office about an hour before a Jewish fellow pulled it off the wall and brought it to me. "You can't bring Jesus in here," he objected. "I can't do otherwise," I said. "Every day I walk in here, Jesus comes in with me." He was not impressed with my response. One of the men who found Christ in the Bible study took over when I left Honeywell to enter seminary. A few months later, I went back to visit my friends in the Bible study. "Do you remember the Jewish fellow?" the leader asked. "Sure, I remember him," I said, recalling his brash opposition to our Bible study. "Well, he got sick and almost died. I went to the hospital and visited him every night. Finally, I led him to Christ." I was ecstatic at the realization that I had become a spiritual grandparent. The sense of fulfillment was exhilarating. And it all happened because I started a simple little Bible study where I worked in order to do what Paul said, "Do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." 2 Timothy 4:5. Father, I want to bloom where I am planted and resist the temptation to compare myself to others. Help me see the ways you have uniquely gifted me to serve you and your kingdom. Thank you for making me just as I am. Forgive me for the ways I have compared myself and coveted the abilities of others. I pray that starting today, I would see the opportunities in front of me to use my gifts and abilities. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.